The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now, if you want to calm down, my next guest has an organic farm that sells deer, boar and goat, has been in business for some 37 years. They also hold mindful retreats at the farm, which involve morning, evening, day or weekend long retreats. And the man himself, from as young as 8 years of age, the mindful farmer has practiced mindfulness, and he's an advocate now for nourishing the mind and the body. Patrick Mulcahy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you very much for having me.
Now, you do a blog to, you know, explain where you're coming from and to encourage people. Will you explain, first of all, when did you first discover mindfulness and when did you start practicing it?
It started really when I was very young, Pat. I was a bit of a loner, I think, at home on the farm, and I used to spend a lot of time walking along by a river. And I've written about this. It's an approximately 15-minute program that I often perform at various mindfulness meetings and that. But I used to walk along the river and put my dreams, I used to make little boats and put my little dreams and my thoughts and anxieties in the boat and follow them along by the river and just nudge them along. And maybe for about a half a mile to go on to the next farm. And then I just wish them well away and wish all my dreams to come true. And as we'd be going along, I'd be noticing the birds and the animals, the cows, the pigs. So that was all part of it. And just dreaming into the future. And it's amazing, Pat, a lot of the stuff that I dreamed about as a child at that very young age, most of those dreams came true. And the combination, I suppose, of mindfulness and prayer and all that, it's amazing what can happen in life. When you dream, and it's wonderful to be able to dream, and I still do it, and it's brought me to where I am today. And you know, love farming, love being on the land, and the combination, I suppose, between the farmer and the land. I think John O'Donoghue said it's a poem in itself, you know. So it's a beautiful relationship if you're tuned into it, and yeah. I think every farmer is very privileged that they have the land.
Patrick, you have built up a successful business. You've a number of people working with you. There will be other people who work on the land who maybe, you know, can be pretty despairing about the experience. They look out at the muck and think, oh, God, I've got to do this today and look at the weather and look at the prices I'm getting from my animals or whatever it might be. And they find it a struggle. Do you think that your approach can help everybody?
I think every farmer, as I said earlier, like they're privileged. You take, for instance, you get up in the morning. Well, the first thing that I always do is I put my feet at the side of the bed and give thanks for the new day. Yes, it's a great privilege to have a new day. Secondly, give thanks for what you have in life, your family and all that. And thirdly, then, can I do one thing to make the world a better place for the day? Can I help somebody? Then you go into the fields, do whatever work you have to do. But you're talking about the muck there, and like we are of clay. So, you know, I think the farmer, when he thinks about it seriously, and I find it very comforting any winter, even in the winter morning, sometimes it can be more exhilarating to be out with the animals. And there you are, the farmer. You have the power of the land under you, the magnetic forces of the earth. You have the animals that are all beautiful, and the relationship that the farmer has with the animals, with nature and the birds, all that's available to the farmer in the morning if he tunes into it. There are issues that you have to get your animals to the market and you must make a successful business and you must make money out of it. But the more you relax into it and the more, I suppose, you're in tune with nature. I think if you, farmer at the moment has a massive opportunity, particularly during COVID. Farmers are health food producers, and now they have this massive opportunity to tune into the land, to tune into the consumer, and to supply the healthy products, the health food products that the consumer needs during this time. And in comparison to somebody who lives in a town or a city or whatever, we have all that fresh air, we have all that landscape, we have all that. You could walk around the farm, you know, you're 2 kilometres or you're 5 kilometres maybe 50 times a day and still have plenty of room to do so. So we're very privileged in general. I think if farmers looked at life in that frame of mind, could change their position hugely.
I mean, that injunction that we're all been given, that the one way to survive the lockdown with good mental health is to get out and get some exercise, get some fresh air, safely, of course, but to get out anyway. And that's the way of life of the farmer. But like a lot of things that are close to us, we often take them for granted.
Well, that can be the way of passion. I suppose that's part of what I do every day, is I try and send out a message to people, tune into me and to my followers, that everybody is so special and everybody has this wonderful opportunity to take part in this world. But to do so, you must be grateful and you must be living in the now. And when I see our grandchildren there over the Christmas time, nobody does the now like children. And if we could take a leaf out of their behaviour, they're so focused on what they're doing at the present time. It doesn't last for very long, but they're so focused on the now. So, like, nothing we can do about the past, but certainly we can be in the present, and we don't have a right to demand the future. So I think it's very important for the farmer to appreciate what they have, all people to appreciate what they have, and it's all around them. And I've often been asked when I'm doing talks, and that is, you know, what's the secret to happiness and what's the secret to mindfulness? And I'd say that, well, mindfulness is an all-day, everyday experience, whether you're walking, talking, cycling or driving. But, like, you have to be tuned into it and be respectful to what you have. And really, what you have is all around you. And faraway hills, they say, are always green. But, you know, when you get close up to them, they could be a far different colour. So it's very important that we really appreciate. It's all around us, Pat, nature, our families, so, our friends, our work.
Does it depend, Patrick, on the way you approach things? For instance, there are people who are moaning and groaning today about having to do homeschooling. And yet you suspect that, you know, when 20 years on, when they look back at that time spent at the kitchen table with some of their children, God, they'd love to turn the clock back to that moment again.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Pat. I remember when we were very young, growing up in West Limerick, everything was done within the confines of the house. Okay, you came home from the school, the homework was done, the meals, you know, all the meats were prepared. You know, my mother would be making all the sausages and the puddings, my father would be helping. Everything was done as a collective, as a family. But of course, we didn't have newspapers at that time. We didn't have televisions until I was practically 12 or 13 years old. So we got used as a family to living together. We had no of these modern devices that, you know, the telephones or the computers or all that. And they're all good. They're all good in their place. But we must allocate a certain amount of time every day to be away from them. And especially in the evening time, I think meal times should be sacred for families. And times should be set aside every day where people have their meals together, have little discussions together. And, you know, with schooling and all that, I know it can be very difficult for people. It can be very difficult for people if they're in an apartment or in confined living all day, every day. So I think prayer and mindfulness is very important for these people too, and to take time out to protect their mental health. But I think going back, people of my age, you know, who were born in the 50s, were very fortunate that we have that experience. And that calm was available to us then, and that calm is available to us now. And it's nice if we can share that calm with the present population of people, the younger people. And they do listen. I even see with my own children, they might say, ah, Dad, that's a bit crazy and all that kind of thing. But then you'd see maybe a day or two later come back and asking a question or two about it. So that's all very nice, and it's very helpful.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us this morning. Patrick Mulcahy, who is known as the Mindful Farmer, an organic farmer. They sell deer and boar and goat very successfully. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.